Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me explain pressure to you. First T, Mike Bell, myself, and our guests are on 1A. That means we're the first group to tee off. The group behind us, 1B, well, there's a bunch of guys standing there. And then you've got all the tents and whatnot, and people just standing there, strangers we don't know. There's got to be 20 people on the tee box. And what does happen? Mike goes, I'll go first. Puts it on the tee, hits it straight down the middle. Everybody goes, oh, Mike Bell's best drive of the day. That's pressure. That's how you deal with pressure. Of course, after that, we started drinking. But that's neither here nor there. Yes. It's been all downhill.
Then there was about five or six holes where I couldn't hit the fairway. Then later on, we regrouped, and then we got the right balance.
But I
got
to tell you, that drive, give me some.
Thank you, baby.
That drive was big. Like, there's 20 people out there watching. They were like, he's about to screw this up.
Nice approach shot, and then you hit the birdie. And we started the
beautiful.
First day with the birdie, man.
Beautiful,
it was beautiful.
Man.
Yeah, man. We played, was it Shibuya? I forget the course in Japan. The only place I've ever had more pressure on was in 2005 when I played in Japan, and I was the only American on the golf course. And back then, I was playing rugby, so I was all roided up. And so I'm out there, and I'm playing with my friend Akira Sakamoto. Sakamoto-san! And he goes, Your Honor. I go, okay. So everybody's watching. Everybody.
That's pressure, man.
And everybody looks like the bad guys in Black Rain. Everybody's watching me. And I'm like, oh, man. And back then I could hit it. And I would center cut like 280, and it was like, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody. Yeah. That
and after
watching.
That, because after that, I crapped the bed. But again, as long as you get it off the tee, you know, with Mount Fuji out there, you know, it was unbelievable. What an amazing course.
Everybody's watching, and look, I'm just telling you, like you can play golf every day. There's something different. This is what I love about the pros. When you get into these tournaments and you see, you know, that thin line
right.
of fans, the gallery, right? And you're like, is he really going to hit it right where he needs to hit it? Is he going to hit somebody and kill somebody out here? And everybody's watching. It's different, man. But no, it was fun. We had a good time, and we just literally gave our cart to Andy and Randy. They are on the course as we speak. They're trying to finish up our round with our guest as we broadcast live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. All right, Mike, you were in Europe. Day-Day asked me and Big O about paying Brent Key. And I said, wait. I said he hasn't won anything. Now, there are a lot of Georgia Tech fans that may be upset about what I'm about to say. But this is why you wait. Kirby didn't get paid until he made it and won a championship. There are other coaches in this country who are getting paid just off the fact that he might leave. We need to cut him a check. I love what Brent Key has done. But in the biggest moment of your season, your team went to bed. And it's just the truth. So, Mike, I'm watching this play out, and I go, everybody wants to give extensions. Everybody thinks all these guys should be paid. Win something before I completely invest and go break the bank for you.
Right.
And I think it obviously deserves a lot of recognition. But this whole idea, like, oh, he deserves $12 million. What has he done?
I mean, win the ACC. Look, now I get it because everyone freaks out because it's such a crazy hiring cycle. There's six other jobs still open right now. You know, and there's a lot of good jobs out there. Now, obviously, James Franklin hit the chicken switch, took Bot Tech, probably thinking that's the best he's going to get. But Brent Key, you know, should be in consideration for all of these jobs. But this is a major step back because, like I said to you, I mean, look, you know how we feel about Brent. We love what he's doing with the program.
This is great.
They just got their butts kicked off that field. Day-Day was there at Bobby Dodd. I mean, it was just brutal. Now, Haynes King finally gets it in. By the time they start dialing it in, it's too late.
Yes, it is.
You're just giving them too much. And that Pitt team fed off that. The confidence from the young quarterback. Second half, they really didn't do much of anything until that final running touchdown when everyone said, okay, time to hit for the exits. But I'm with you. It's a balance. Florida State had to worry about Mike Norvell flirting with Alabama. Now you can't afford to get rid of him. And now you're stuck with a lame duck coach that no one believes in anymore. It's the worst case in college football. It started with Notre Dame with Charlie Weiss. And it was actually Ty Willingham, right?
That's right.
The first guy.
That's right.
People start basically outbidding themselves for head coaches. And I'll be curious now if there's a little bit less on that check that you're talking about for Brent. He will get a bump.
He will. But look, and it sounds.
And you'll go to a nice bowl game. But
sure.
It hurts. But now imagine if Georgia kicks the crap out of them Friday. Man, it just all of a sudden the whole vibe changes.
Well,
doesn't it?
And this is the thing. And also, Mike, here's the other part about this. Sustainability. I want to see you come back next year and do this.
You don't have Haynes King.
I want to see you win 9, 10, 11 games next year. Then let's really start talking about where this goes with the future. And that's why I always get irked when people jump the gun. Oh, we got to pay him. If you're that afraid that he's going to leave, then you're in the wrong business. And I know that's how college football works. I get it. But Saturday was a prime example of why you just – let's just wait. These big games, these defining moments, Kirby wins these games. He just does. And it's a shame that you say, well, Kirby, and you're comparing Brent and look at Georgia. No. We expect Georgia Tech to be in the same sentence as Georgia. So when your coach gets in these moments, man – I don't care how the kids responded,
right.
Mike, and I get it. The biggest mistake made was the interception. Let's play it, Big O. This was the game changer. Day-Day said the kids that were sitting next to him, they might have bet their tuition on this game the way they reacted right. When this interception happened.
Back with a snap. He throws. No, he's going to be hit.
Oh, pick off.
Oh, on his way with an interception up the sideline. Running at the 50, the 45, the 40. The ball is pulled in, and that's going to be a pick six for the Panthers.
Huge. And I was just like, damn. By the way, we want to see Tech successful. We say this all the time.
Right.
Like, to be in this moment, guys, you know what's crazy? On Friday, Mike, and I think you said it, we all picked them. We picked them to win this game. We picked them to cover, what was it, 2.5 or whatever
two
it was?
And a half. We blew it.
We all picked them. We were like, man, this is the moment. They're going to live up to it. They'll be in the ACC championship game, and let's see what happens. We want them to win. But I get back to this whole thing about rushing to pay coaches, and I love Brent Key and his attitude and everything he stands for, but I got to chill. I got to chill on that, and let's win something before we start cutting these checks.
Well, the thing is, the game plan, too, about Georgia Tech, I mean, I believe Blake Gideon's the DC. You didn't start blitzing until it was too late. They put four touchdowns on the board, and then finally you start getting after their young quarterback,
yep.
And then they couldn't do anything. But where was – I mean, the game plan wasn't good. Now, at least they did pivot and start blitzing and got really aggressive, but it was just too little too late. And as I said, Pitt really was kind of stymied in the second half for the most part. But, man, that's the last thing of all the storylines. It was a strange weekend. There were some mismatches. There were some of those homecoming games. But this was the one I never saw Georgia Tech looking that bad. Never saw that
Me
coming.
Me neither.
On my bingo card.
Me neither. I mean, Mike, 28-0?
Yeah. And game's over for all intents and purposes. Now, and Haynes King looking like a lost puppy on the sideline, looking so disconsolate. Now, he got in gear. He rallied.
He did.
Made some plays. But, geez Louise, that was brutal.
All right, man, 404-726-0929. You guys can comment or chime in on that as well because it's just front and center. And as much as we said, the Georgia game just didn't mean as much because Tech needed to be in their conference championship game to really get in the playoff. It still means something from the rivalry standpoint, and I'm not saying they're going to lay down. They want right. to win. It's going to be competitive. But that's the one you blew. That's the one you needed. And I just feel terrible for the kids. I feel bad. And Georgia, by the way, beats Charlotte 35-3. I said to Mike, I said, you know, Mike's been telling me all year, if it's a big number, do not take Georgia. He was right again. 35-3. Kirby doesn't lay it on these guys the way he could. They win. it was a fairly easy win. Charlotte had one win on the season, guys. They're a bad football team. But this is why, you know, they call it cupcake week, Mike.
Right.
I mean, you book these games before you get into these big rivalry games.
Yeah, some of the interesting storylines around, you know, the rest of college football. Georgia, we come to expect that, as you just said. But I will say, you know, you look at some of the other schools and you're saying, okay, how do they handle some of this pressure, the expectations? I thought Ohio State, you know, they roll over a pretty bad Rutgers team without having their two best wide receivers.
Yes.
So no big surprise there. A&M squishes Samford, to your point about out of conference. Oregon, I took USC. I thought USC could cover the 10. Oregon really dropped the hammer against a really high-powered offense.
They did.
And covered by 15, so I lost that. Man, I took it in the shorts again, looking at a 1-2 week. I need the 49ers to crush Carolina tonight.
It's been hard.
Now, no offense in that game. Oklahoma dispatches Missouri. And that's another thing. See, Eli Drinkwitz, how hot is his brand? Not that hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of in your groove. You know, good seasons with Missouri. You lost 4 games at Missouri this year.
I know. I get it. These schools are going to find coaches. And I think the big thing we haven't talked about today, but we will, because Friday when we left you, the word was Lane Kiffin will make his announcement after the Egg Bowl.
Right.
Well, psych. The word got out about what LSU was offering, and he's leaving and going to LSU, and we're going to talk about it coming up later. But Mike's right. I mean, these jobs are going to get filled, but it's going to get filled almost by default.
Right.
It's not necessarily like you are the best guy and the hottest guy, and we need you to come be a game changer. It's almost like, well, we can't get Kiffin. Who's next?
Well, that's the thing. Auburn's not even not even mentioned for Lane Kiffin. It's not even on the play sheet, right?
They didn't want to pay 90.
And John Summerall is a good coach, and looks like it sounds like a fait accompli, taking the coach from Tulane. But you're right. Seems like LSU were bust. By the way, speaking of coaches, I know that Marcus Freeman was on some people's shortlist. I know you talked about it Sunday on the national show. I thought it was kind of cheesy what they did in the fourth quarter, running it up on Syracuse. I know the joke is you just shot an unarmed man. He should have armed himself.
It's true.
But I thought that was kind of tacky. Notre Dame dropped 70. And you know, Fran Brown's going to remember that if they get a crack at them again.
I got into, and it's not an argument, but I got into a discussion with my wife and daughter about this, because I said, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, look at this.
Right.
Look at this crap. So they turn and look at the TV and they go, what's the problem? I said, it's 70. At 50, you just run the ball, and if the clock runs out or they stop you, so be it. And my wife goes, I thought you always say play to win the game. I said, yes, babe, but this is embarrassing. This is – you are purposely running up the score on your peer, all right, a guy that's well-respected in Fran Brown. Why? What are you trying to prove? I took real offense to it. And I don't know, Mike, how other coaches are going to look at that.
Right.
You're way better than Syracuse. You could have ran the ball when it was 40-0. You ran it up to 50-0 and then went, just keep throwing it.
Yeah.
Keep throwing it. What? Why?
That one was strange. Now, it's one thing on the flip side. It's still a competitive game. And, like, just look at Bobby Petrino, who's kind of put some life, at least, in there. The offensive side. I thought it's one of the most complete games for Arch Manning. Bouncing back off the loss to Georgia to beat Texas. You didn't see it statistically. He looked really good, really solid. That's not a great defense. But that was one of the storylines. And then the other side of it was Tennessee. You know, they still have a glimmer. Depends on what happens with the rest of the Big Ten. But Tennessee goes down there. It felt weird this game this late in the year. Tennessee always used to play Florida in October.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's when they fly the plane. You can't spell citrus without UT. Spurrier. But that was interesting to see Heupel's guys kind of finish strong. And then games that we're not really paying attention to for the most part. But Houston, you know, they had a chance to be making some noise for the playoff.
Blew it.
They get beat by TCU. So as far as the party of five team or best of four, Tulane looks like they'd be punching their ticket right now if they can hold out.
And speaking
as
of
number 24
of hot coaches, he may be the hottest now.
Yeah, and he's going to go to. You think does he get a better job than Auburn? Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
Pulled his name out of Florida.
That's a good question. Florida. Hey, man, Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at Akins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. We're broadcasting live from the Brown Grass Golf Charity Classic, which we are now, I think this is our third year doing this here at Eagle Watch, and we're doing, you know, having so much fun. Big shout out to Dave Archer, Mike. He was talking about your drive, and he texted us, as a matter of fact. Arch, appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Mike hit it 280 back in those days?
Yeah.
He was talking about the 05.
Well, I did before Arch dumped me out of a golf cart down in Destin. What's the statute of limitations on that lawsuit?
What happened?
We were playing golf one day, and I was, you know, I was leaning over to get my, you know, when you go high speed
yeah.
to pick up your ball, and Arch just jerks the wheel. Hut! And then I go basically ass over tea kettle out of the golf cart. He was a bully. He bullied me.
Did he stop the cart?
No, of course not. I'm flopping like a salmon out of the golf cart.
Yeah, we realize today we can't do that anymore. We have to stop the cart and grab the ball. All right, man. 404-726-0929. A lot on the table for you. Georgia Tech fans, you guys can respond.
Hey, and as far as the Falcons, we were saying more questions than answers, talking about, you know, how the offense with a bunch of basic backups at wide receiver are able to function. Kirk Cousins looks great. I mean, let's be honest. It sets up things you're trying to do, the play action in the passing game. So the question is, why wasn't Michael Penix Jr. doing this to start this season? Guy brings up a great point. I retweeted it. Remember how Kyle Shanahan came in, took Matt Ryan out of his comfort zone.
He did.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Matt Ryan came on our show, talked about it, basically saying he has to tape up his ankles now with all those designed rollouts. That's coaching. That's not what Zach Robinson was doing with Michael Penix Jr.
Mike, it's a great point. We're going to dive deeper, guys. Cousins' numbers, decent. The pick, as I said on Twitter, do you blame Pitts or do you blame Cousins? Most people blame Pitts,
right.
But tip ball. I didn't think it was a badly thrown ball by Cousins. We'll dive deeper into this win and what it means for this offense moving forward. We're live again at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.